The Charlotte Bobcats wrapped up their regular season on Wednesday night and are now headed to the playoffs to meet the Miami Heat in the first round. Maybe more impressive than making the playoffs is the improvement the team had over the last couple of seasons. Tom Sorensen, sports columnist for the Charlotte Observer, joins me now to talk about this. Good morning, Tom.
Morning.
Well, we first talked about the Bobcats at the beginning of the season, right after I moved here from Seattle, and I was just happy to have a professional team in town, but I didn't have a whole lot of high hopes for the team when I got here. But you said back then that you thought that this would be a much improved team, and they were this year, weren't they?
They improved much more than I thought, much more than Michael Jordan thought, much more than even their most devout fans over the age of 11 thought. You know, they more than doubled their victory total from last season. In the last two seasons, they've gone from 7 victories to 21 to 43, and that's phenomenal. And they made a lot of changes, and all the changes worked. And, they're the 7th seed. They were almost the 6th seed in the Eastern Conference, and they really had a nice season.
One of those changes that they made at the beginning of the season that you mentioned at the start of the season was a change in coaching staff. Did that have the impact you thought it would?
Much more. First time I met Steve Clifford, the new coach, a longtime assistant, I asked him a question, and he said, "I don't know." And there was no point that his predecessor ever said, thought of, or even considered saying, "I don't know." Steve admits when he doesn't know something, but what he's done is inculcated the desire to play defense. He makes those guys play defense. They don't play defense, they don't play. And a lot of coaches say they'll do that, but with him, you can see it manifest on the court. And he's also a guy that he's respected because he's humble. I mean, he doesn't think he's a big deal. He's not arrogant. He feels like he's a facilitator, a very good facilitator. He's just a humble guy and a nice guy. You talk to him and there's no, "Me coach, you mere mortal." And the players like him, which is important, and the players believe in his philosophy, which is essential.
One of the other things you talked about at the beginning of the season was the signing of free agent Al Jefferson, and you thought that would have a big impact, did it?
Oh, it did. It's funny, a lot of fans, I had reservations. I thought, why would you sign this guy now? Why not be, you're good at being bad, you're accustomed to being bad, so why not be bad one more season and get a lottery pick in what should be an especially deep draft? But Al came in, and we knew he was good. I mean, he is old school. His moves ought to be, when they televise them, it ought to be in black and white. And I think he's probably used them against George Mikan. And he just, those moves come from a different time because you don't see the prototype centers anymore. The centers now are 7 feet ball handlers and jump shooters and passers. And Al just, you know, posts up and give me the ball and let's see what we got. And up and under moves that when I was a little kid, they were old. And they work. They work. They're so old, they're new. And he's had a tremendous impact. He's a really nice guy. He's funny. His teammates like him. And he's passing the ball better now than he ever has because his moves are so singular and so effective that he routinely draws 2 defenders, which means somebody's open. And Al has become very adept at finding him.
You also mentioned at the beginning of the season their draft pick, Cody Zeller. Did he have an impact this year on the team?
More than I thought. I was not thrilled with Zeller. I thought he was kind of soft at Indiana. He was Rich Cho's GM's pick, and Cho spent so much time in Bloomington, Indiana, scouting him that he may have bought a house rather than just rented a Marriott. What he discerned and what came to be is that Zeller is 7 feet tall, but he moves like a guy who's 6'4". He's fast. He can jump to the roof. And that's begun to manifest itself. He started out really slowly, as did almost every rookie this year. But he's come on, and he's just imposing himself with that speed, running down court and going to the basket and jumping to the roof. And he's become an important part of the rotation the latter half of the season.
And finally, at the beginning of the season, you figured the team to be much improved and maybe even make the playoffs. But you said that if they did make the playoffs, they probably wouldn't have much of a chance once they got there. Well, they did make the playoffs. Do they have a chance?
Unfortunately, they're playing Miami. Anybody else in the East would have been a better draw. And Clifford, the coach, has said, look, it's not about who we play. It's about how we play. But, they're playing the 2-time defending champs. They're playing LeBron James, and they open the playoffs in Miami Sunday afternoon on national TV, the first nationally televised game of the season for the Bobcats. And, you know, they're playing against a team that's, if you look at playoff experience, the Bobcats, 3 of their starters have never been in the playoffs. And Miami starters just assume they're going to be in the playoffs, and they are. So Miami is tested, and they're talented. And since they acquired LeBron James, the Bobcats have never beaten them. But they've come close. And they have two guys who are fearless. Kemba Walker, the point guard, is absolutely fearless. He's listed at 6'1". He's not. He's not 6'1". But he is absolutely fearless. He will not back down against anybody, not against LeBron. He just – it's not part of what he does. And Big Al, those old school moves are going to work against Miami too. I think they're going to win at least a game. I mean, and that's progress. But I don't see them winning the series, not against these guys. But if they win a game, if they win two games, boy, this town is just going to light up.
Tom Sorensen, sports columnist for the Charlotte Observer. Good to talk to you again, Tom.
Always. I appreciate you having me on.